The Aleutic Museum in Kodiak this summer will be archiving photos from personal collections of area residents and others who have pictures of Aleutic life and people.
BIA provided funding to the Shunek tribe, who then contracted with the Aleutic Museum. And the project is to help people preserve their photos. That's the whole point of the project, is to preserve the photos and sort of save this aspect of Aleutic life.
That is the museum's Amanda Lancaster. She is the collection and facilities manager, which means she takes care of all the artifacts, including photos.
And so we're going to go out to 5 of the villages, and then here in Kodiak as well, we'll have people bring in their photos, we'll scan them, and then provide them the originals back as well as a digital copy. And then if they would allow us to save a copy at the Aleutic Museum, sort of create a digital archive of their photos. And so that would give the museum access to more photos, which are very popular with exhibits and publications. And it also gives them a digital copy. You know, photos are very fragile.
Anyone who's gone through a box of old photos realizes how fragile they can be. Dust, bugs, moisture causing them to mold or stick together. Lancaster says digitizing the photos, slides, or whatever form the photos are in will help to preserve them and make them easier to store, share, and convert to sizes and shapes useful to museum exhibits. Lancaster and Derek Chaya were our guests on last week's Talk of the Rock program, where they explained the photo collection effort.
I mean, photos are just paper, essentially, so, you know, they're pretty fragile. And so we feel like this is providing a service to people to save their photographs and get digital copies, which are easy to share. You know, they can share it with their family in the lower 48.
For periods in my life, I didn't take very many pictures. And I think older people, even older than me, probably took even fewer pictures because it was, you know, it was kind of a big deal taking a photo. And then now there's so many photos. So are you looking mostly to get older photos, or what do you do with, they say, somebody who's in their 30s who has 17,000 photos on their cell phone? Are you looking to grab some of those, or what kind of, is there some sort of a plan going here? And Derek's going to answer this.
Sure. We're, you know, not picky about where the photos are from, but the focus of the project is from photos essentially from after the tidal wave, as far as I know, because that's a sort of a gap in the Aleutic Museum's photo collections. We don't have a lot of photos from the 1960s and 70s and 80s and even more recently. You know, when I think about, like, why people take photographs, it's to preserve something, you know, a moment that happened. And Aleutic people living in these rural communities, when we want to be able to capture moments, whether they're happening now, within the last 10 years, or within the last 30 or 40. You know, the Aleutic Museum is all about preserving Aleutic culture and heritage, and one way that we can do that is through photographs, and so we want to make sure to collect photos from all time periods.
Okay, so I'll ask you, since you brought it up, why are there not very many photos from the 60s, 70s, and 80s?
It's a really good question. I'm not sure the answer. I think they're out there. I think we just don't have them at the Aleutic Museum.
I see. And so are you going to go, like, door to door, or...
Yeah, we're going to do it in a couple different ways. So my job when we visit our rural communities on the island is to go out with one of these project assistants and act as essentially like a community relations person. So me and one of our photographers at the museum will go around and you know, both ask people if they're willing to donate photos or just have their photos scanned, and also be taking photos of the community as, you know, life is happening. To preserve that, you know, again, photos preserve a way of life, a way of living, and we want to make sure to capture that.
Anyone who has photos depicting the Aleutic way of life is asked to contact the museum to discuss photo sharing. If you're not sure whether your photos would fit the criteria, they can answer that question as well. And for those intimidated or embarrassed by their hoard of unsorted photos, Lancaster says not to worry. The people working on the project will happily get with you to sort and decide which photos they would like to preserve. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.